This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
ESP.
It's on the phone from his home
on WIP.
Oh, yeah. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us now to talk about those Eagles is our very own Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast. This Elliot Shore Parks appearance brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, thank you for joining us, my friend.
I feel like we might need a remix to the ESP song for next week for the free agency desk.
Oh, put that on battle?
We did
ESP's
want to make
on the free agency desk.
No, we wanted to make a new one with to the tune of Tiny Dancer.
Oh, by I wonder yes. Why.
Yeah, well.
I heard about the little nickname.
What is it?
The little nickname.
Yeah, little nickname is right.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, perfectly normal size feet.
Yep, well... I mean, I suppose, for a child.
Find a new slant. Yeah.
All right. So, Elliot, it's On the Record Friday. You might as well go on the record as well. And what we're doing for On the Record Friday is saying, if the Eagles could do one thing next week, what would you like it to be? What would Elliot Shore Park say the Eagles should do next week?
Well, I'm happy to hear Ike finally came around on the importance of an offensive guard, because I'm going to enjoy with them. I'm going to agree with them on this one. I think it's Mekhi Becton. So I do think that the lines are the priority. In terms of a cornerback, I expect them to re-sign Isaiah Rodgers. I think that will be the move they make there. And so in terms of the lines, I do understand needing an edge, but I just think Mekhi Becton, from being around him all year, it just feels like that's a special talent they got. I do think he's very good at guard, but it's, you know, he's 25. He can play tackle. He's been in the building. And from my experience covering offensive linemen, especially for the Eagles, like, the ones with the biggest personalities always end up being the best players. And Mekhi Becton just fits in there. Like, he just fits in that group. So I would not let him walk and go to Tyler's team.
Yeah, I mean, that can't be stated enough about fitting in with their group. And I'm not saying if Tyler Steen had that ability or they felt that confident with him moving forward with him, he would certainly fit in as well from an age standpoint. But Mekhi Becton only being 25 years old, he's right there with the rest of those guys. I mean, he's right there, maybe a year older, a year younger. But this group has the potential of playing together for at least the next 5 years.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is Lane does like playing next to a bigger guard, and Mekhi Becton obviously fits that. Tyler Steen certainly isn't small, and far be it from me to call anybody, you know, small. But, like, he is he's not as big as Mekhi Becton. So I think that's really going to be about the market. I think they have the negotiating advantage there because Mekhi really does want to come back. Mm-hmm. I I feel like Mekhi probably wants to come back more than the Eagles want him back. Not that they don't want him, but I think he will pick the Eagles over other contracts. So I do think there might be some advantage to waiting it out into free agency.
And the Eagles know that as well.
Yeah, sure. I think
like the Eagles get a sense of that.
I think Elliot said this. I think the only question is there somebody else out there
willing to,
looks and says, "Hey, this guy is 25 and blah 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 blah." And if they're willing, and who maybe doesn't have three other guys in the offensive line with giant salaries, and Cam Jurgens about to get a giant salary too, and say, "Hey, that is the missing piece." Because as good as Mekhi Becton is, he's not the missing piece on the Eagles' offensive line. You know.
He's not the missing piece. Just the last thing I would say about Becton and why I would pick him is I know he didn't play well at tackle with the Jets, but at only 25, I do think there's a contractual aspect to this where if they think he can slide out to tackle, that increases his value, but it also increases wanting to have him come back. We've talked and we've done a lot of draft shows now where we sit up on that stage and go, they're going to draft the next lane replacement. They still haven't done it. Like, Mekhi could be that guy.
Yeah. At 25, he could be up for an even bigger contract in 3 years.
Yeah, he could want a short-term deal.
Yeah. He could be up for an even bigger contract.
And he's already been paid. As a high draft pick, he's already been paid. Like, these other guys have not really been.
So, Elliot, given every – and I know you mentioned that you think they're going to sign Isaiah Rodgers and I assume you're saying that he will start likely as that other, you know, outside corner. Given everything that's happened this week with Slay, let's put the age thing away for a second. Do you think that if Slay's agent, there's no market for Slay, Slay's agent comes back and says, hey, look, we'll take a team-friendly deal on this. Given everything that Slay has said this week and the public stuff, do you think the Eagles would be willing to bring back Darius Slay?
I don't think the stuff this week will really have much of an impact. Like, Slay is who he is. He's done this before. We've been down the road of him saying something on a podcast and Chauncey not liking it, right? So they've won a Super Bowl together. I think if it came down to where the Eagles wanted Slay back and Slay wanted to come back, I don't think that this would play much of an impact in it. No. But that being said, I don't think Slay is going to be back.
I think you've said that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Isaiah and Keeley competing for that spot.
So, next thing, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Elliot. There's at least enough sort of chatter out there about the Patriots wanting A.J. Brown to at least think about, okay, well, what would they be willing to trade for him? So, let's say it is draft day. And the New England Patriots call you, and it's the 10 minutes before the fourth pick, and Abdul Carter's out there, and why can I never remember this kid's name? The cornerback.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter is out there. And they call you, and they say, hey, we would trade you the fourth pick for A.J. Brown and the 32nd pick. If you were running the Eagles, knowing that eventually one day that's going to happen, what would you do?
So I would not do it for Travis Hunter, just putting that out there. I would probably know the smart thing to do is to do it for Abdul Carter. Like, it would hurt, and if it wasn't a public-facing company, I would definitely do it. But I think the reason you have to do it is AJ is getting older. Abdul Carter could be the next elite edge rusher for a long time. And you'd have him on a rookie deal. So I understand emotionally why you wouldn't do it. On the field, I understand the reasoning for it, but I think the Eagles themselves would probably do it.
You think the Eagles would do it?
For the number four, I don't think there's many non-quarterbacks in the NFL that wouldn't get traded for the number four.
For the four pick, yeah. I mean, the unrealistic thing here.
I don't know about that.
Well, the other thing here.
AJ's getting older. What is he, 33? How old is he? How old is he? Well, he's 27 years old.
He's not entering his rookie year, I can tell you that much.
I understand that, but also, he probably has a greater impact on the game than Abdul Carter does.
That's
as
a good
far
one.
As them winning the championship right now.
Right. Well, if Abdul Carter is absolutely is what people think, I think then there's a debate there. Obviously, going into next year.
Let me ask you this. You think Abdul Carter is going to be better than Michael Parsons?
I think he has that potential.
Ooh.
I mean, there's a reason
he's being
talked about. He's being talked about as a number one overall pick. He's an athletic freak.
That just means it's a weak draft. That's all that means. I don't care about that.
Probably means it's a weak quarterback draft.
Well, a quarterback and then a corner is going? Normally, old linemen go. You mean tell me there isn't an old lineman that's worthy of being up there in the top five pick or top second pick? Like, when he's really a linebacker. He's not a real defensive end, right? So he's an outside backer. That's why Parsons didn't go as early. Plus, Parsons was in a deeper draft. Jamar Chase, all those guys, he was in that draft. I don't know if his kid is better than Michael Parsons. I don't know if he is,
but I do. And look, I know the what he's projected. What he's projected to be, and if you can acquire the fourth overall pick in an elite edge prospect,
I think you have to seriously A.J. Brown and the fact that you got one of the best players in football. Would you trade A.J. Brown for Michael Parsons?
No, because you have to pay Michael Parsons a massive
deal. Because A.J. Brown has more of an impact on the outcome of the game. That's why
I don't know if that's true, though.
Of course do know it's true.
I don't know if it's true.
Hold on. Well, who's changed the trajectory of the offense and the team that they're on more? A.J. Brown or Michael Parsons?
Michael Parsons has had plenty of impact on the Cowboys.
For him?
Well, but that's not Micah Parsons' fault. That's like saying, was it A.J.'s fault they didn't win a playoff game last year?
Yeah, because he didn't play.
Right, because they played him in the last week.
But he didn't play, though, is the point that I'm making. He didn't play in the game. My thing is...
Right, but what I'm saying is team success is not always one player, especially when it's not the quarterback.
I understand that, too. Yeah. I'm just telling you, from a wide receiver to a defensive end, that receiver has a greater impact when you're A.J. Brown. I mean, it's okay to say.
I don't think it's true, though. I think edges have a huge impact on the game. Now, receivers obviously also do when you're of AJ's caliber, but when you're of Micah Parsons' caliber, like if both of those players went on the market today, teams would trade more for Micah Parsons than they would for...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A.J. Brown.
I agree with that.
Only because he's younger.
Well, but
it's 25.
It's part of it.
Well, yeah, at least you agree A.J.'s getting old now.
What? I didn't say he's getting old.
I'm just kidding.
He's younger.
Right.
He's
right.
younger.
No, I...
And look, just because AJ's, the team... Here's the thing. Just because a team is willing to pay that much for that player, it doesn't mean that player transforms you into a winner. I don't see how A.J. Brown changed this offense from the time he got here. Now, I know AJ, last year, you're clouded by last year's performance. That had more to do with the quarterback than it did A.J. Brown. It's not like A.J. Brown's out here dropping passes every week. He didn't drop a pass all season long. So his numbers being down is a result of the quarterback not getting the ball to him versus what he could actually, just like Justin Jefferson, right? If he doesn't get the ball, he can't have the impact that he would normally have. A.J. Brown is easily a 1,400-yard wide receiver, should have 10 touchdowns if he didn't have Devontae Smith on the other side, who has to get catches and stuff as well.
So I agree with you. I think A.J., besides Saquon, is the most important player on the offense. I think A.J. is a top four receiver. The record with A.J. on the field versus off the field.
Saquon Brown.
Barkley. Yeah.
Barkley. Saquon Brown. Yeah.
Yeah, who are we talking about? Now I don't even know who we're talking about anymore.
But no. I'm saying besides Saquon.
Michael Parsons.
Besides Saquon, I think AJ's the most important player. But we're talking about trading for the number four overall pick in the draft or Michael Parsons.
Yeah, he's a player who hasn't played a down in the NFL yet.
But there's value to that. Like, we're going to talk so much about this next week about what edge rushers get paid. There is value. You could have one of the best edge rushers in the league.
He can also be a bust.
He could be. You're right. But that's the risk you take if you make that trade.
Yeah.
But if you hit on it, and Devontae's awesome,
but the other guy,
Saquon,
already
and you
know
add an
what
edge
the
rusher.
Other guy is.
But he's older.
You're right.
He's far from being old.
He has had knee issues.
Oh, you're right. And the other guy, this guy, is he not injured right now? Does he not have a stress fracture in his foot?
He does.
Stress reaction.
Well, whatever. Fracture reaction, whatever it is. They want him to have surgery. You already have that coming out of college.
Well, the other thing that it does is, from a salary standpoint, it's another guy you don't have to pay for 5 years.
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But does that make you a better team and it gives you a better chance to win the Super Bowl?
It does not.
No.
Next year it does
it
not.
It does
I agree with
not.
You on that. I agree
There's
with you.
There's no
on
way
that.
You can tell me bringing that kid here and taking A.J. Brown off this team makes you a better Super Bowl team.
It does not next year. I agree with you on that. It would be a move where you are taking a step back with the hopes of adding, like, an elite edge guy on a cheap deal. But I agree with you, for next year it makes him worse.
Listen, A.J. ain't perfect. But I'm going to tell you, this type of talent does not come around very often. It's proven talent, not college talent. Not college talent, not going up against slow offensive linemen in the Big Ten or what have you. You're going up against the best of the best. You're going up against the best of the best. AJ has already proven he can go up against the best of the best in defensive backs and dominate. He's already proven that. Don't take it for granted. Don't take AJ Brown for granted.
Yeah,
the fourth overall pick. Yeah. Guy
that,
who hasn't
that's
even
the
played
guy
one down
from
in
you
NFL.
That does that. That's not me. Jack takes him for granted. I'm saying for the fourth overall pick.
Well, hold on. I want to know what your scouting eye tells you as to why Travis Hunter, you would not use the fourth pick on him.
Because
I would take Hunter over Carter.
Oh, I wouldn't. I'm out on Travis Hunter. When I'm GM of the Eagles, I would not be drafting.
I feel even better.
That's not good at two things, but
I'll bet you right now, Travis Hunter. I'll bet you right now, anything you want, Travis Hunter is a better pro than Abdul Carter.
Okay, deal. 100%.
All right, we will come on
5.
Yeah, we'll come up with the.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah, won't we come up?
New hair products, new shoes, whatever you want.
Of course, a new jacket,
a pea coat, whatever
you
want.
This is my chance to get something good. Yeah, exactly. I can't get Ike something as nice. So,
Elliot, final thing before we let you go, I got to give you credit because we hold you accountable, but with holding you accountable, we have to give you credit where it's due. And when the Saquon deal happened and all of the cap savings numbers came out, you jumped out and said, I wouldn't believe that that is true necessarily. And now that the information is coming out, it doesn't seem like the Eagles are going to save anything on the cap this year with the Saquon extension. And you were right to say, hold on, wait a minute, hold your horses, credit where it's due. So I'm going to give you credit, Elliot.
Well, look.
Because Elliot said he didn't believe that there was necessarily going to be any cap savings. And
this
there were a lot of people saying there were going to be $6 or $7 million.
What
and
people
this is why
said
my
that?
Time,
Chance?
Read them online.
No. Jeff Kerr, CBS. Yeah. There were plenty of
Skaversky.
People. Skaversky said. But
Noted cat guy.
No, but Jeff Kerr is a legit reporter. I know. Jeff Kerr's it was out there.
I'm just saying, don't be going out of the way to give Elliott credit.
You wanted to make him number one on Eagles Insider.
Legitimate stuff.
This is legit.
That's good informed speculation.
Legitimate stuff. By the way, yes, I've had your back all week, Elliott.
Yeah, I know you until have. Now. I appreciate that. Yeah. It was
now you're
a disgusting display putting him number three.
But until your Travis Hunter opinion.
Can I give you some potential Eagles Insider of the Year stuff I've saved? And
yeah.
Now it better not be the guy that's getting Stoutland's coffee.
No. Okay. Let's go.
Well, by the way, that did not get brought up when the rankings happened, which was disappointing.
It did. It got brought up last week. It got brought up last week.
It's 2 week old scoop.
Right. Yeah.
So there's two things I think Eagles fans should have on their radar for over there.
Uh oh.
One is a potential trade, and the other one is edge rushers I believe they're going to target in free agency.
What's the trade?
Dallas Goedert is available via trade. Like, I'm not saying they're outright shopping him, but he is available to teams around the league if they want to trade for him. And so I don't know if that'll happen before Wednesday, but I would not shock me if he is released. Would not shock me if he is traded.
Release does not count.
Wednesday.
Release does not count. Traded. Right.
Well, the point I'm making is where his contract is at, and next week, like I believe there will be a resolution. And now, is there a small chance this ends up in him redoing his deal to lower salary?
Yeah, that's a scoop. We all expect Dallas Goedert not to be here next year. No.
Nobody else has said he's available via trade. Has anybody else said that?
No, I'm just saying nobody. I don't know how many people expected Dallas Goedert to be back next year. Is the point I'm making? I think more people would be surprised that Dallas Goedert is back next year than he's not.
Because I've been saying it for months. But that's the scoop I'm trying to tell you. Like, he is available via trade right now.
And what is the second one? For Edge?
The two names I would keep an edge on for edges for the Eagles.
One's going to be Ajulari, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And two, Khalil Mack. That is a name I would keep an eye on.
So Khalil Mack and Azeez Ajulari from the Giants.
So Khalil Mack would make sense from the standpoint of an older player who needs a ring, right?
I mean, he has connections to Vic Fangio. There is interest there. Those are the two names I would keep an eye on.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's a scoop.
He's trying to win this thing.
But his Goddard thing is not a scoop.
The Goddard thing is absolutely a
scoop. It's not a scoop.
Okay. That's disappointing to hear from a fellow insider.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, Ike recused
himself. I've been kicked out of the insider club.
No, you recused yourself.
Well, yeah, because I'm not getting any credit for anything.
Well, because you don't report anything.
You want a Mekhi Becton scoop 2 years from now.
Well, let me tell you. When he is back here, am I going to get credit for that?
No.
You say you want him back.
No, I said they should have him back.
That's the same thing.
That's informed speculation.
Want and should
will.
Is the same thing.
You got to say will.
Well, have I not been saying will every time I've been brought up about a free agent that I wanted? No. It's been Mekhi Becton. Listen, you know what? I don't really care, quite frankly.
There it is.
I've been voting for Elliott. I'm voting for Elliott, as I've already been voting for him.
All right.
I'm just trying to tell you this nonsense about Goddard is not – that's.
Well, the Goddard thing is absolutely – yeah, I think – well, I'm the only one staying in this city for weeks and months that Goddard is coming towards a resolution. It's going to be his last year. And now I'm telling you, he is available via trade. And I think
that most people thought he was going to be a free agent after this year.
I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to give you
credit. Thank you. And by the way, Ike's Mekhi Becton thing clearly sounds informed, in my opinion.
That's all I'm saying. If I've been riding one
– well, you're trying to curry favor now. Yep, you're trying to curry favor.
He's been riding Mekhi Becton like Seabiscuit all year, Elliott.
We need – well, could somebody,
one horse I've been riding, man.
Could somebody come up with an image of Ike riding Mekhi Becton as Seabiscuit, by the way?
Well, Spike's boy McManus put out a story on Becton, so I'm sure Spike's ready to put him number one.
McManus isn't my boy.
I'm sure you got some private time.
No, he's definitely your boy.
He's definitely
my boy.
I know you pulled that thing up.
Clearly, Elliott should be the number one guy on his list.
Come on. He said they were going to take a guard in the draft.
Now Ike's with me.
Elliott, last thing. Do you have for next question today, we're doing a bad guy, fictional or non-fictional, that you root for. Is there a bad guy you root for? Fictional?
So it's not a guy. Is that okay?
Does it have
to be a guy? Okay. So
The phrase bad guy.
You would pick a woman.
Could be bad guy or bad girl.
Or is it an animal?
Yeah. I'm going to go Teresa from Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's definitely an enemy. People don't root for her, but she's the GOAT. She's the GOAT.
You are a loser.
You are just a tween girl.
She's the GOAT.
That's what you are.
Well, I didn't say Tiger Woods, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a big answer.
All right,
yeah,
Elliott.
That's my guy. Teresa Giudice, right? I know that's who you're talking about.
See, Ike knows insider stuff.
Is Tiki's wife still on Real Housewives?
I believe so.
Is she?
Jen? Her name's Jen Barber.
Which one was she on?
I think they're redoing the cast.
Jersey or New York?
She's Jersey.
It was Jersey?
Yeah, they live in Caldwell.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't on it very much, though.
Yeah, no, he wasn't on it. But. Yeah, all right, so you can get the Go Birds podcast, Go Birds Daily, wherever you get your podcast. Elliot, you have a great weekend. You were a great performance from you today, Elliot.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. 215-592-9494 on the record Friday. The one thing you want the Eagles to do next week in free agency and a bad guy you root for. Coming up next, speaking of a bad guy that everybody loves, your weekend forecast from Tornado Shapiro. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.